Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Astrology Now podcast. My name is Christine Rodriguez, and in this segment, we are going to be discussing the upcoming full moon in the sidereal sign of Sagittarius. So first and foremost, if you are new here, welcome. On this podcast, we use the Vedic sidereal system of astrology, which is different than the Western tropical system. If you would like to learn more about the differences between Western and Vedic astrology, you can go to my website, innerknowing.yoga, click on media and then astrology now. And I have a podcast embedded there that shares many of the differences between the Western and Vedic system. I also have a free chart calculator. If you go to my website, go to offerings and then chart, with many resources available like playlists and videos to support you in learning more about the houses, the signs, the planets, etc. So, getting into this podcast and this full moon, I like doing the monthly horoscopes a little bit in advance. So I would hope to be doing July's horoscope today, but I thought that this podcast deserved its own kind of like special time. This full moon is marking a very special day. It's one of my favorite days of the year. So we're going to spend some time talking about the full moon, and next week we will jump into the July horoscope. We have so much going on in July. I think it's going to be such an eventful month. One of the events being Venus retrograde. So Venus is going to retrograde towards the end of July. This is, in my opinion, from what I've observed throughout time, Venus retrograde is one of the most palpable visceral transits, or excuse me, retrogrades that we have. Venus doesn't retrograde super often, and when it does, I feel like people really tend to feel it, especially if you're in a Venus dasha, depending on if the retrograde is moving over any natal planets, which we'll talk about in the horoscope. But anyway, we've got that to look forward to moving through July. But anyway, again, today we're going to be focusing on this full moon in the sign of Sagittarius. And when I sit down to record these, I always just wonder how everyone is doing, how everyone is feeling. We just had this Uranus square Mars really occurring to the degree between June 26th and June 27th. I spoke about this a little bit more extensively on the Patreon page, patreon.com/astrologynowpodcast. But Uranus is squaring Mars to the degree, and this is definitely a time where there can be some intensity, there can be some triggers, maybe a little bit more irritability or tendency to argue. We're also a little bit more accident prone and injury prone. So it's definitely a time to be a little bit extra mindful and cautious. And again, you're going to be hearing this past the date of the exact square, but just kind of in hindsight, looking back and taking personal inventory to see how you were feeling and what you were experiencing. Definitely, you know, I knew it was on the horizon, and as I moved through, it wasn't bad. Nothing tremendously awful happened, but it just felt like there were a few more hiccups, a few more miscommunications, just a little bit more of this like spicy energy, so to speak. And I am a Cancer rising, and so I do think that people who have planets or ascendant in like the later degrees of Cancer, you might be feeling this a little bit more. It could also be Aries. But anyway, hopefully you all are navigating this gracefully and giving yourselves a pat on the back for your devotion to personal development and personal growth and doing better every day. I was reflecting on this, just like how much differently I responded to irritability, frustration, and triggers 5 or 6 years ago. I mean, it's like a complete 180. I still have so much room to grow, so much more to evolve into. And it's kind of cool to look back and be like, wow, like I've really changed. And things are so much more easy to navigate now. And I think it's important to remind ourselves of where we're coming from and how much we've changed and how much we've evolved and having so much compassion with ourselves if we do get triggered, if we do act out, if we do act in an irrational behavior. It totally happens. It's the byproduct of being a human being, and we can always do better next time. But for all of our growth, for all of our devotion towards that evolution in life, just taking a moment to remind yourself how amazing that is and what an opportunity it is. And this is actually what this podcast is all about. So I may kind of refer back to that as we move through. So we are having a full moon, July 3rd, 2023, around 6:38 a.m. Central Standard Time. And this full moon is taking place in the sign of Sagittarius, in the nakshatra of Purva Ashada. And so first and foremost, July 3rd marks the holiday of Guru Purnima. I remember talking about this day last year. This is one of my favorite days of the year. So when we have a full moon in the sidereal sign of Sagittarius, it marks the holiday of Guru Purnima. Guru, of course, is the teacher. It can translate into something that is heavy, that kind of like holds us down. And one of my favorite translations of Guru is the dispeller of darkness, or the dispeller of ignorance. And so this is what teachers, mentors, guides, educators, this is what they do. And of course, we can't forget that the original gurus are also our parents, as they teach us how to navigate and move through life. And so on this very special day, it is a reminder to honor the people in our lives who have offered us knowledge, insight, wisdom, information, people who have guided us and maybe even totally transformed our lives. Every year on Guru Purnima, I've got a list compiled. Everyone gets a message every year. People who taught me yoga and astrology or acted as a mentor in some way, my therapist 100% gets a message. It's a really sweet day to remember these individuals and how they shaped our lives. And something that's so important to remember is that every single thing that we know was taught to us. Everything that we know, rather it be from an individual directly giving us information or modeling for us or inspiring us, or it could be through our personal experience. But to me, that's still divine grace. And that's still the divine giving us mercy with an opportunity to learn. And so again, make sure and take some special time to reflect on these things. And also something that I was doing my puja practice the other day, and I had this thought come up, is that infinite knowledge, knowledge like Vedic wisdom, like Vedic astrology, Ayurveda, yoga, and various spiritual belief systems and knowledge through those belief systems, it's infinite wisdom. It's something that has been around since the dawn of time. And so it's no one's to own. It's no one's to identify with. It's something that in and of itself is so profoundly healing. And it's such a gift to have access to that knowledge and have access to that wisdom. And whenever I'm feeling egotistical, or if I'm ever feeling some sort of pride, I try to remind myself, like, none of this has anything to do with me. I don't own any of this. I didn't create any of this. This has all been around since the very beginning. And it's my privilege to have the opportunity to share it. But it's so important to remind myself and remind everybody else, I didn't make this up, that this isn't mine. Didn't come from me. It came from, you know, it's been around since forever. It's that transcendental infinite wisdom. And so that's one piece. But then also the grace of having a path in this lifetime to have the opportunity to come into contact with such wisdom. So for all of us, you know, me, you, everyone listening, anyone who's interested in spirituality, for me, of course, like the Vedic path specifically, right? But it's such a divine grace to have that path in life and get to receive access to that information, and also have the mind that is capable of comprehending it and understanding it and processing it and then integrating it into our life and getting to live it. So blows me away. This is the power of Guru Purnima. Obviously, I feel inspired. I could just keep going, but I'm going to cut myself off. I do. I mean, when I think about the teachers in my life, I almost feel like crying because it, you know, I wouldn't be where I am at all mentally, emotionally, professionally. I wouldn't have anything if I hadn't come into contact with my first teachers. And so if you have someone who's really helped form your life or inspired you or supported you or believed in you and wanted to see you grow and was invested in your life, just really take some time that day to send out a sweet message. And it doesn't have to be affiliated, right? People may not necessarily understand Guru Purnima, but it could be nice, like send a letter or a text or something. And if you want to share about the day, obviously that would be fun too. And so again, so the full moon is in Sagittarius, and Sagittarius is the sign of philosophy and spirituality, religion. It's ruled by Jupiter, who is Brihaspati, right? Jupiter literally is the guru. So of course, it's going to have this influence on the sign of Sagittarius. And it's a reminder, you know, of seeking the truth, of upholding the truth and upholding our moral standing as well. Sagittarius is an amazing sign for having a moral compass and for being attuned to Dharma. It's the ninth sign of the zodiac. It's naturally associated to the ninth house of Dharma, foreign travel, pilgrimage, as mentioned, spirituality, philosophy, etc. The one thing about Sagittarius is that when it's not in balance, it can definitely become dogmatic and radicalized. And so around this full moon globally, there may be matters coming up around dogma, radicalized behavior, people who are maybe taking action from a place of their spiritual belief system. So there may be things coming up in the media with laws being made in regards to someone's belief system, for example. There may be some clashes happening with belief systems. There may be activities happening from a place of dogma or radicalized behavior. So we should be mindful globally again for this type of behavior, especially when it comes to lawmaking. There could be some agenda being pushed with a religious or spiritual backing. This is an objective observation. This is neither here nor there. You know, we'll see what kind of happens in the news as we move towards this full moon. I will say that the full moon is aspected by Mercury. It's aspected by Jupiter. These are both very supportive. But then, of course, it is aspected by Rahu as well. So again, globally, there may be these things coming up and people may feel empowered to do so. We also have Mars Gandanta. We have Venus Gandanta. And the nakshatra of Purva Ashada, right? The moon is going to be in Sagittarius, specifically in Purva Ashada. It's ruled by the planet Venus. Of course, Sagittarius is Jupiter, but Purva Ashada is Venus specifically. And so because we have Venus getting ready to move into Gandanta degrees, I foresee this bringing a certain level of intensity. And because Mars is Gandanta, that's also going to increase the intensity. Remember that Gandanta is associated to drowning. And so when planets move through Gandanta degrees, which is the end of a water sign, beginning of a fire sign, they experience this sort of turbulence. And so with Mars and Venus, Mars is the planet of war and frustration, irritability, anger. Venus is the planet of diplomacy and harmony and art and creativity. But I just, because the planet of war is Gandanta, the planet of diplomacy is Gandanta, both of them are feeling shaky, we should be watching out for intensity in the world around us. We should be watching for clashes in the world around us and in our own personal lives. It's important to remember that Gandanta is also associated to karmic knots or karmic ties. And so Gandanta can also refer to this knot of karma that is being unraveled. And so that being said, karmic matters in regards to Mars or in regards to Venus can really be coming up during this period of time. I want to say that when Mars specifically is Gandanta, it'll be from late June to early July, really around July 1st is when those Gandanta degrees are crossed. We want to be really mindful of our physicality, our wellness, accidents and injuries, being super mindful, anger and aggression. Externally too, we should be mindful. And then into July, beginning of July, into the second week, specifically around July 7th, Venus is going to move through those Gandanta degrees. And so there can be some interesting patterns involving love, romance, intimacy, maybe even like difficult patterns that are difficult to break. They may be illuminated during this period, and it is an opportunity to untie yourself from that knot, kind of set yourself free. So that may be something else to consider when thinking about this full moon. And again, as with Mars, watching out for anger and aggression, irritability, accidents, with Venus, love, romance, intimacy. And keeping in mind that this could be an opportunity as well, because when deep subconscious aspects of our psyche are revealed, it offers an opportunity to heal. This is an amazing full moon, and I'm going to get into some more positive elements of it. This is an amazing full moon. It's super beautiful and rich with opportunity, and we should be a little bit mindful of our own behavior, our own irritability. Try not to engage in any unnecessary arguments or fights. And of course, be very mindful of these patterns with love or intimacy. But as planets begin to move into Leo, we're going to see more and more planets move into Leo as we move through July. This is going to increase heat. It's going to create heat in the world around us. Literally, I think we're going to have a very hot summer. And we may even see some issues with heat coming up, like fires or, you know, warnings about excessive heat. It's an amazing time to get your AC checked, do any upkeep on your home just to make sure that everything is functioning properly so that you don't get stuck in the heat. So that's kind of an aside, but I wanted to share to express some of the intensity. And Purva Ashada, it is associated to the early victory. And it is notoriously an intense nakshatra. It's a nakshatra associated with war, actually. And, you know, it's in a Venus nakshatra. It's in a Jupiter-ruled sign in Sagittarius. And remember that Venus is Shukracharya. Venus is a preacher. Jupiter is a preacher as well, but they come from different backgrounds. So they usually, Jupiter and Venus kind of have it at odds. And so that's part of why I was saying I do think that there may be some clashes in belief system in some way, or clashes between leaders in some way around this time period. And we should be mindful of power struggles as well. Purva Ashada is also associated to Apas, which are the water goddesses mentioned in the Vedas. So there is this emphasis on water and streams, rivers, oceans. There may be more focus on water as a resource coming up in the news. And there may just be something happening with water. Neptune is going retrograde as well, which has to do with water. So there may be this emphasis on water reserves or water as a resource, maybe something going on with water that we need to pay attention to. Of course, there may also be something, there may be something dangerous happening with water in some way. And with Venus and Mars Gandanta, it's just a time to be extra careful with water and water-related matters. Lord Ganesh is also associated to Purva Ashada. Lord Ganesh is the remover of obstacles. And so kind of focusing on the lighter attributes of this full moon, it is associated to Lord Ganesh. And the full moon is a time of releasing and letting go. And so we have the support from the full moon. We have the support of the early victory. And now we also have Lord Ganesh guiding the way. If y'all are not familiar with Ganesh, he is the elephant god that you'll see depicted often from Sanatana Dharma. And he's one of the most popular gods, I believe, from India. And he is known, again, to remove obstacles from our path. And so if there's been anything in our life, like a habit, a thought process, an addiction, maybe a routine that we have in our day-to-day life that is keeping us from victory, from success, from moving towards our truth, this is an opportunity to release and let it go and maybe even call in Ganesh to support us with that. Again, this is the time to really focus on that release and just clear the way ahead. Maybe taking time to even journal about it or write it down and have a ceremony for yourself to really instill it. Because for me, like, I can move throughout life and I can think about things, but when I write them down and organize them, it can become so much more real. And so really just taking time to think about what success looks like to you. What does success in life look like? Not success according to someone else or the media or culture, society, family. What does a successful life look like to you? And if there's anything that's standing in the way of you taking steps to get there, is it time to make necessary changes or release any of that and let it go? In regards to apas, in the positive sense, it is associated to water and oceans, and this is a very cleansing and detoxing time. And so if you are wanting to do any type of cleanse, I'm not really big into like trendy cleanses or anything like that, but if you are, maybe it's time to start a cleanse or a detox process. If you're wanting to detox anything from your home, if you're wanting to take a cold plunge or do something that feels revitalizing and refreshing, it may even be a time of detoxing the home. If you are wanting to maybe bring plants in to liven the space, to clear the home with sound or incense or get rid of objects, it's just a time to really kind of overview your life. Anything that's needing to be cleansed, this is the opportunity for sure. And other astrological ongoings, as mentioned earlier, Neptune is turning retrograde at 3 degrees of Pisces. So first of all, globally, with Neptune going retrograde, Neptune has everything to do with water. And as Neptune has entered Pisces, which of course is a water sign, we were predicting at the beginning of the year, in my yearly forecast that we did together, that this would put an emphasis on water, water resources also. And so again, around this full moon, I think that something may come up. And just for the entirety of Neptune turning retrograde, there may be more focus on water as a resource, clean water, protecting water. And there may also be more natural disasters involving water as well. And I also think that there will be more of a focus around homeopathy, natural remedies, natural healing. And this combination is putting a big focus on drugs and intoxicants. There may be strides taken to protect people from drugs in some way. I know that like the fentanyl thing is huge. There may be some measures taken to try to protect people or to try to make these things more difficult to access, perhaps. And there could just be interesting things coming up in the medical industry. There could be maybe interesting things coming back to be revised and reviewed. There may even be something kind of like hidden and mysterious coming up. So just kind of keep your eyes open. Could be interesting. And what I also would love to focus on with Neptune retrograde is for us on a personal level, it's an amazing opportunity to review our spiritual practices and our connection to the divine. It could be a time of implementing a daily meditation practice, a puja practice, mantra practice. Maybe for you, going on a hike in the mountains is your spiritual practice, but just kind of reviewing what brings you closer to that energy and just making sure that you're creating time in your day. The final thing I'll say is that if you have planets at 3 degrees of Pisces in the sidereal system, this is definitely going to impact you the most. When planets go retrograde or direct in certain degrees, individuals with planets at those degrees always feel it the most. So for those of you who have planets at 3 degrees or maybe around 3 degrees, there could be something really coming to light. There could be some sort of epiphany. If there's been something you've been idealizing or seeing with rose-colored glasses or feeling a little bit dreamy around or even confused around, this retrograde can surely help you bring clarity and see things for what they really are. Maybe seeing them in a new way, which is always such a blessing. Right? So kind of have that in the back of your mind. And again, even if you have planets kind of around those degrees, you should be able to feel it. And for all of us, you know, Neptune can represent illusionment and it can represent deception. So there could be something that was kind of hidden or that we didn't know about that is coming back up for us to realize and reconcile. So this is what I have for the full moon in the sidereal sign of Sagittarius. I go into more depth for each of the 12 zodiac signs on Patreon, patreon.com/astrologynowpodcast. And I'm really looking forward to catching up next week and looking at the full July horoscope. We definitely have an interesting month ahead of us. Definitely some intensity, definitely some heat, and some amazing opportunities to show up courageously and with intense bravery, especially as Mars enters the sign of Leo. So I'm really looking forward to talking about that. If you'd like to schedule a reading, I'm currently only offering 30-minute readings on Friday, as well as my SOS readings, but you can schedule at innerknowing.yoga. I offer weekly horoscopes for each of the 12 zodiac signs at patreon.com/astrologynowpodcast, and my Instagram is astrologynow_podcast. My name is Christine Rodriguez. This is Astrology Now. Thank you so much.